Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London, to BAFTA, and to this Mobile Web Initiative event. I'm sorry I can't be with you physically. It's ironic, I suppose. I have to welcome you virtually to my hometown. Anyway, I hope that those of you who have traveled to get here enjoy your stay here. I'd like to just say a few things about why I think the Mobile Web Initiative is important. It may be clear to everybody here, but just to reiterate it, that there is such a huge growth in these wide variety of little gadgets, cell phones, PDAs, and so on, that we use not only for talking into, but now for accessing the web, that the number of people accessing the web on those devices is going to rapidly outpace the number of people accessing the web using fixed computers. And so our challenge is to rise to that variety of devices and manage to create a web which is still one web. It's really important, as this explosion happens, that we have one information space. There's a sort of an architectural rule that the web depends on, that if I give you a URI, one of those things starting http:// for something, and for me, I think of it as being a particular resource, and I give it to you, then it'll be the same thing for you. Nowadays, you can access it perhaps in a different language, and certainly on different machines. So this push to get the information which has been made available for people traveling with small devices, available to the people who are not traveling and have large devices, and vice versa, is really important. So that we make one web rather than a web which fractures into two, the mobile web and the static web. So I think we've all been concerned that Mobile Web Initiative, if you like, is a bit of a misnomer. It's not about the mobile web as a separate web. It's making the web mobile. So I think also what's important is to look forward to the future. That if we, I suppose it's a philosophical assumption that if we make the web of today work on the variety of devices we can imagine today, then we'll design it in a way that makes it independent of device. We'll use various architectural techniques which will make the information out there separate from the particular type of device you look at it on. And by having done that, we will also have made ourselves safe from the huge changes in devices which are to come. Because if you look at the changes we've seen over the last 10 years and imagine they're going to stop now, obviously you'd be crazy. Clearly, we're going to have innovations and devices which may be things take us into places that we can't imagine because we just don't know what physical and electronic techniques are going to arrive, or even for that matter, what techniques are going to arise out of software which will allow devices to be completely rethought. So I think it's really important from the point of view of the architecture and philosophy of the web, as well as from the pragmatics of getting real users now attached to real information providers now. So this is an important initiative and this is an important event. I'd like particularly to thank the sponsors of the Mobile Web Initiative, all those companies and organizations who are participating and particularly who sponsored it. These are the organizations who realize the importance of this move. They are, of course, also the organizations who will be at the technological forefront of the new wave of device-independent information. Of course, many people will benefit, but as with from this, hopefully a huge number, an unprecedented number of people will benefit from this. But as with many things, there's a small group of people who have the vision, people and companies who have the vision to be out there at the front, pushing things in the right direction. So with that, I will leave you to get on with your sessions this morning when you will hear more about this. I just want to finish to say thank you very much for coming and enjoy the rest of the day.